The Steel Remains by Richard K. Morgan. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2009 by Richard K. Morgan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Del Rey, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. When a man you know to be of sound mind tells you his recently deceased mother has just tried to climb in his bedroom window and eat him, you only have two basic options. You can smell his breath, take his pulse, and check his pupils to see if he's ingested anything nasty, or you can believe him. Ringill had already tried the first course of action with Bashka the schoolmaster, and to no avail, so he put down his pint with an elaborate sigh and went to get his broadsword. "Not this again," he was heard to mutter, as he pushed through into the residence bar. A yard and a half of tempered Kiriath steel, Ringill's broadsword hung above the fireplace in a scabbard woven from alloys that men had no names for, though any Kiriath child could have identified them from age 5 upwards. The sword itself also had a name in the Kiriath tongue, as did all Kiriath-forged weapons, but it was an ornate title which lost a lot in translation. "Welcomed in the home of ravens and other scavengers in the wake of warriors," was about as close as Arketh had been able to render it, so Ringill had settled on calling it the Raven's Friend. He didn't like the name especially, but it had the sort of ring people expected of a famous sword, and his landlord, a shrewd man with money and the potential for making it, had renamed the inn the same way, setting an eternal seal on the thing. A local artist had painted a passable image of Ringill wielding the...